We've got the bread monk. I want to lead off with the bread monk because I thought something spiritual would be nice. The bread monk, you know him as the bread monk, Father Dominic Garamo, the bread monk, the only bread monk that we know of. Have a seat there, Father. Father, is it father or brother?
It's father.
It's father, okay. Are there fathers and brothers?
There's both.
How does a brother get to be a father?
Lots of education.
Really?
Yeah, you got to write a lot of papers.
No kidding.
No kidding. I mean, that's not a joke. Yeah, yeah.
And do you have to defend your thesis then, or
no? Or but all the examinations were oral, and let me tell you, that's pretty brutal.
Yeah.
You always got to. What I always did was I'd sign up after the worst student. So like when you win and you look like awesome, you know. Yeah.
Hey, get out of it. Jeff, get out of it. We're not. Those are the droppings, aren't they?
That's the deer poop. Yeah.
The deer poop. That's not part of this display. That's just for show. And you're from Peoria, right? Originally.
About Peoria. I'm a hometown boy. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. St. Bernard's Parish, Spalding High School.
All right. What? And I don't know how to even say this. What variety of monk are you?
I'm a Benedictine.
Benedictine. Okay.
Benedictine, right.
They're the good ones, aren't they?
We're the best ones, yeah, actually. we're the ones who have been around the longest anyway, you know.
Those
Franciscans, upstarts, you know. I mean,
yeah.
12th century, big deal.
They give you guys a lot of latitude. I mean, like, you're the bread monk, and I know they're the monks who make booze, and they're probably monks out there making cigarettes.
Oh, Chimay ale and all. There's all kinds of stuff. Yeah, we like to produce food and drink, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is surprising since we fast so much.
Yeah. Well, that's the reason, probably.
It's like, but there's a whole tradition of beer making in monastic life. That did not catch on in my monastery, unfortunately, but perhaps we can revive that.
So was there a first bread monk before you, or bread monks before you, or did you?
Well, I'm the first one who has kind of the designation, the bread monk, you know, because of my association with the public television. But yeah, almost every monastery has got some monk who bakes, because every time I've been to another monastery, there's always a monk who comes over and says, oh, I'm Father so-and-so, let's talk, you know, and we swap recipes and hang out in the kitchen together. And
That's wonderful. And you sell these products? I mean, is that part
we have a monk's market every once in a while.
Monk's market?
Christmas and Easter, we'll have a monk's market where I'll sell the breads.
But, yeah, excellent.
Mostly it's cookbooks is the big thing. Yeah. So.
And then did you start out as a monk, or were you in some other business that didn't go so well?
No, I came to the monastery straight out of college.
Yeah.
I had been majoring in theater and expressed an interest in joining the monastery in my sophomore year. And the abbot said, I was at Illinois Wesleyan at the time. They said, okay, Methodist drama school, Benedictine monastery, maybe we could have something kind of in between to help you ease the transition.
Yeah.
So I went to seminary, but they said, we want you to keep your drama major because we need a drama director. So so I'm still doing that. We have a second night of Sound of Music tonight, so I'm up to my armpits in Nazis and nuns right now. So.
Oh. Well, if you wanted to be a monk, that's what you get. Up to your armpit. Are you directing?
No, I'm the stage manager.
Yeah, stage manager.
I am probably the only monk in history that has actually had to go shop for pink fake fur for poodle skirts for when we did Grease.
You did Grease?
Yeah, that was.
And who appears in this? I mean, is it?
It's our high school students. We have a. Oh, okay. Our monastery runs a high school.
It's not the brothers in pink poodle skirts or something, because that would be dicey.
No. Yeah, because you can't do no brides for seven brothers.
I'd like to see it though. That'd be kind of existential.
That would almost work, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be kind of cool, actually, in a way. All right, and I keep smelling. It smells delicious.
Yeah, I brought some goodies.
Yeah. What did you happen to bring here?
Well, I brought along some what I would consider kind of iconic things from my monastery and from the high school. And the one thing is monk-y bread.
Yeah.
Which I make in muffin form, so that they're individual. And I just want you to know that there are a million calories per serving in this, and a whole day's supply of saturated fat. So, just telling you, as a diabetic, I feel just strange sitting next to them. So, it's like being lactose intolerant and being a dairy farmer. You know, I mean, it's just like the stuff comes out of the oven, and I just set it down and cry. So.
Oh, it was delicious.
Yeah, this is kind of the praline top. Yeah.
Oh, and it's a blessing. Wait a minute. It's not part of any ceremony.
Actually, no. Although if you break it in half, it causes caloric leakage, and then you know they don't cause.
They're delicious.
Yeah, that's not too.
You
bad.
Want to throw out quickly the recipe for these?
You know, it's just like every other monkey bread recipe. I got this one actually from the Pioneer Lady, the Pioneer Woman, and but you do it in a Texas sized muffin tins instead. And so they come out as individual servings. So, because I don't want the monks fighting over things at breakfast. So.
Yeah. Do they ever get in fistfights over?
You know, the last waffle sometimes causes a little bit of discord. yeah. But
all right, we got.
And then this is deer poop.
This must be your invention.
It's,
right?
Yes, it is my invention. Yeah. It's a cereal jumble. It's made with like Reese's. Cereal or Captain Crunch peanut butter cereal, which they don't have at our local Hy-Vee, which I think is an outrage. But and then you put in peanuts and marshmallows, and then there's a chocolate over the top, and it looks just exactly like deer poop because we have deer all over our property, and this is what it looks like. And so when I served it to my students, they immediately called it deer poop. We make it with Fruit Loops and white chocolate and call it fruit poop too. So, but that's very popular with my students. I reward them when they behave themselves in religion
class. Oh, that's delicious, actually.
Yeah. That's not bad, huh?
If I hadn't heard what it was, I would have really enjoyed it.
I'm thinking if I had camo cardboard boxes, I could sell this by the pound at gun shows. You know, she lets you come to the gun show. Bring her some deer poop. You know.
I like the way you think.
I think it'd fly.
Yeah. All right.
I am not married, but I know how the game is played. This is what we call magic bread, okay?
Yeah.
Which is not like magic brownies or anything, okay?
Yeah. I bet you do those too, don't
we
you?
Have a whole tradition of herb gardening in the monastery, yes, yeah. But anyway. No. Let's not go there. They'll never let me out of the house again now, you know. So. I make pizza for the monks with some regularity,
yeah.
And when I have leftover dough...
You make a devil's pizza? Is that true?
Yeah, I do. I make a pizza diavolo, yeah. It's really, really hot.
Was that controversial when you launched that
one? You know, we have a monk from Texas who thinks it's the best thing he's ever eaten. Yeah, there's some of the monks who won't go near it, but other than the monks really, really, really like it.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, when I have leftover dough, and I've got an oven that's 500 degrees, mm-hmm. I take the leftover dough and I let it rise into a regular loaf.
Yeah.
You put it in the oven at 500 degrees at 9 o'clock at night. You close the oven and you turn the oven off. And then the next morning, you get a perfectly baked, crusty, still warm loaf of bread.
It's gorgeous.
Because the pizza stone is still so hot. Yeah. So I will bring this warm loaf of bread out at breakfast and I'll set it down and the monks will say, "This is still warm. What time did you get up?" And I'm like, "I just took this out of the oven." And then I brought along some.
Well,
some
what time
of
our, do you get up in a monastery? Well, our morning, you have to get up really early?
Morning prayer is at 6 o'clock, so yeah. We're usually, most of us are not up so by bad. About 5, 5:30, something like that. So.
Yeah, not too bad.
No, it's not a bad. Although, that took a while for me to get used to. As a theater person, you know, we wake up at noon and go till 1 a.m. And so, you know, God sending me to the monastery was a little bit of an ironic joke on his part.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Theater person doing it.
But it's, you know,
it's delicious.
It's a very simple recipe, but, you know, the monks...
Well, let's have it, just so you know, people out there.
This is very, very simple. This is just simply flour, water, salt, and a little bit of oil. That's pretty much
it. Go ahead, John. Help yourself.
Eat. How are you going to get a wife? You're so skinny.
He's got one. Not a problem anymore. Go ahead.
Well, it is a problem.
Stuff it in there.
This is a basic... Any basic white bread problem. Recipe will work for this. You know, it works every time. I've done
really?
It in six
this is
different
white,
ovens.
White
yeah.
bread?
Yeah. Just plain white bread, yeah.
No.
You should give it a long rising period.
Yeah, why is it? It's not, doesn't look white, though. It's kind of golden.
Oh, it's because I use unbleached flour.
Oh, okay.
I use the unbleached flour.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, the crust is perfect.
Yeah, the crust is awesome. That's
have you created bread. Some of your own, I don't know if we have, I know you did the deer poop. Some of your own concoctions? Too,
oh, yeah, I've done a number of different things. I made an herbal encouragement bread. And it's for people when they're going through crisis, and you want to think of something that would be kind of symbolic.
Sure.
And it has sour cream for the idea of something that's gone bad. You have to make the best of.
Yeah.
Thyme for courage, because that's the herb that grows in the roughest places.
Mm-hmm.
And then onions for tears. And then you make a braided loaf to show that people are kind of supporting you and connected.
Nice.
And we give that. And that's, I think, really one of my favorite breads to be able to make and give away to people. So, but I'm always experimenting. I mean, we had leftover spinach one time, and I thought, that looks like basil. and I turned it into pesto and made a spinach pesto pizza that, oh yeah,
let me tell you.
The monks are all over that. Big portobello mushrooms, you know. So.
Yeah.
They get mad when Lent comes. You know, it's like no pizza for, you know, 40 days. Yeah. It's
is there any competition between which calling you actually have? Baking,
you know what?
Occasionally,
the TV, radio, media stuff gets in the way a little bit. You know, just every once in a while, because we're kind of into the not blow your own home thing, and then I got to have my own website, and like when a producer says things like, "You need to trim your beard a little bit because we're losing the brand." Like, who says that to a monk? We're losing the brand. You know, like I'm. I don't know, Mr. Clean or something, but, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
do you ever hear from the Home Office? You know, but.
I get tweets from the Pope, but he never responds to mine. I don't
Francis
know why.
Francis would be cool. I think we got a cool one here.
I would love to go on a road trip with him. I think that would be, that'd be awesome. Cool. Yeah. Him and Guy Fieri and me. That would be a.
Yeah.
That'd be a pledge special, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Tres Amigos. Father Dominic, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Great to meet you. Wonderful bread.